This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Yes.
Yay.
Got it. Thanks, buddy.
It's going to be a great short week.
It's going to be... Thank you. Good to be with all of you this morning. If you didn't get up with us yesterday because you were on holiday, we appreciate you getting up with us this morning. I'm Sean Pendergast. He's Seth Payne. How you feeling this morning, my friend? How you doing?
I feel good. I'm mourning the loss of Stefon Diggs.
It's
a little bit.
Yeah.
More so, I'm mourning the loss of the $16.5 million of cap space.
Yeah. Let's get right down to brass tacks.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll miss you.
An ex-girlfriend. What do you really miss?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, she was kind of a drag in a lot of ways.
Yeah. But in one way.
I miss the consistency of some things.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I miss that $16.5 million of cap space.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they were going to spend it regardless, but it would be nice to have a human being attached to it.
It would. So Stefon Diggs, officially a free agent. The contract voids yesterday, $16.6 million, I believe, hits the cap. It was already baked into a lot of the numbers that you've been seeing out there. I saw Texans cap kind of did a rework of everything yesterday because I didn't realize Foley Fatakasi had a little bit of cap lanyap on his contract as well, I guess. I saw his name popping up. So I guess you do the hokey pokey, turn yourself around, and according to Texans cap, they're sitting there with couple or 3 million in cap space, somewhere in there right now. Yeah.
Boy, with inflation, it's hard to buy. It's hard to buy a good football player for $3.5 million in free agency these days.
Yes. Yeah. Zach Bond, $3.5 million to the Eagles, though. Never say never. You know, there's always
That's a really good point.
You know?
Yeah, Zach Bond, all pro.
Yeah.
1 year contract.
It happens all the time. All the time. Look at every all pro team. It's littered with $3.5 million journeymen.
Zach Bond is now the Arian Foster of the veteran free agency.
Yeah, it kind of is.
For the rest of Houston Texans history, people will look at every undrafted free agent and say, hey, Arian Foster.
Yeah.
And now every journeyman linebacker on a one-year deal in free agency is going to be like, hey, Zach Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do, man.
Pull off a Zach Bond.
That's it. So Diggs is gone. So now we're at a point now then where, okay, the wide receiver situation for the Texans feels very real right now. You know, it's Nico and it's some young guys who haven't done a really good job of getting open, and it's a lot of free agents.
Yeah, it's Nico and basically what you've had in the playoffs at times. Going back to the Ravens game last year where it was Nico and Robert Edwards and Xavier Hutchinson and a couple other guys, Robert Woods, excuse me, and guys like that. Now, you know, there's the hope for the upside perhaps that you get more out of Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie with a new offensive coordinator,
yeah.
But that's still a bit of a flyer.
Yep.
You know, neither one of those guys have urgent athleticism.
Yeah.
So I do feel like you need a bona fide number two at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And barring Tank Dell coming back ridiculously fast from multiple knee injuries, it's something either through the draft or in free agency that you got to fill. I just want at least one more veteran guy out there, one more veteran proven guy. Doesn't have to be T. Higgins.
No,
I don't need to go spending money on T. Higgins.
No, T. Higgins, and then looks like the Bengals may franchise tag him again, and try to trade him. So that's
and
you see all these people on social media, like, oh, poor T. Higgins is getting franchise tagged again. Oh, poor T. Higgins.
I'm like, stop being injured all the time.
Well, he's getting like $25 million guaranteed or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't just kick him to the curb and hand him a bunch of food stamps. Like, he's going to get paid a lot of money, and the Bengals want to extract value out of it. And by the way, if I see any players complaining about it, I'm like, go to your union. Like, you guys agree to this tag every year.
Yeah, listen, NFLPA, of which I was once a member, in which I still get benefits from. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys are the worst union in sports. You guys can't, you can't do a single damn thing when it comes time to negotiate a CBA without guys spouting off on media about, like, no, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Major League Baseball, you never hear a peep out of anybody.
No.
They are aligned. They do. Guys like Bregman, you'd love for your Major League Baseball players to be unselfish.
Right.
I do, and take the hometown discount. There is genuinely a part of that union where they feel like I kind of owe it to everybody else to get the most money possible. Like, they're, so whether you agree with that or disagree with it, they are aligned in a way that football, which is the ultimate team sport, requires cohesion amongst 53 players.
Right.
You got to get them all working in unison. When it comes to actually operating on their own, they go, I don't know. Yeah, I'll chill. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't make me play 21 games in a season? Take whatever you want. Take whatever you want.
Dude, can you imagine if... That's a great point about the baseball players union, about how they are kind of all for one and one for all. If it had gotten out that Bregman rejected an offer for $40 million a year from the Boston Red Sox, like if he had stayed here or if he'd gone to the Cubs, and it gets out that, like, you know, Bregman rejected $40 million a year from the Red Sox. You're right. There would have been, like, guys would have been
there'd
angry
be people,
with him.
There's pressure from the boy, how do I make an analogy to the Nuremberg trials here without going viral for all the wrong reasons? But I'm okay. So I'm watching this documentary on Hitler, and it's a six-part series on Netflix, and it's pretty good. It's tough with anything World War II. You can do six episodes on something, and the entire time I'm being the annoying one sitting next to Brandy saying, like, well, they kind of glossed over this really important thing.
Well,
like,
you're a historian. That's okay.
It's World War II.
Oh, that's true.
It's big.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm watching the Nuremberg guys, the Nuremberg pals.
Right.
I think there are 21 that were there at the first set of trials.
Yeah.
And they get up to give their closing their final statements,
mm-hmm.
Defending themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about trying to put myself in their situation.
Yeah.
And wondering, like, none of those guys, none of them just flat out said, like, yeah, no, these guys are idiots. I was totally innocent. They tried to blame Hitler as much as possible.
Yeah.
That's easy. He's dead. But I wondered how much, like, just being there next to all your compatriots is, there's a social pressure there to the point where even to save yourself, you'd have to stand up with the 20 other guys standing right there, where none of them really went all in on trying to blame others or anything. Like, man, that's admirable is not the right word. I think it's a show of just the way humans operate.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so likewise
the
with the union, you got to think, like, okay, you expect one guy to go out and just act on his own, but there's just so much pressure within that union to do right by the union.
Yeah,
and the NFL is just simply not that way.
Yep.
You know, which but the one thing about baseball though that's cool from the fan perspective is that they play their contracts out.
Yes.
It's very, very rare for you to hear a guy agitating to get out of his contract or even agitating to get traded. And a lot of that comes from the union just being in lockstep saying, like, listen, we want to extract maximum contracts. We got to be sure that the owners feel comfortable that they're going to get the length of this service out of us.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dude, it's funny because we're kind of all over the place in this segment, but it's interesting.
What are you talking about?
No.
We went to 1945 and back. That's all.
We did. We went to World War II and back. But to your point, one of the big news items in baseball yesterday was Mike Trout is moving to right field. You know, he's for the Angels. The Angels are moving him to right field to preserve him. Like, Mike Trout, as banged up as he's been the last several years, the Angels are a dumpster fire. And if this were another sport, Mike Trout would probably, and maybe he still does, maybe he puts together a great first half of the season. He's not in a great position to demand a trade. But that type of player, guy who's been a marquee guy, Mike Trout's played in 3 playoff games his entire career. He's been in the league for like 13 years. He's been arguably over that time the best player. I know the last few years he's only played half the games. But over the course of that footprint of his career, you can make an argument he's been the best player in baseball. And you're right. You don't hear about that a lot in baseball. Like guys agitating for stuff like that.
So the other, if people are wondering, don't worry, we're not going back to Nuremberg. If you're wondering about what's available out there, the marquee free agents and as wide receivers, there's T. Higgins, which again, I don't think the Texans are in a position where they have to go all in on trying to get T. Higgins.
No,
but it's not. There's flaws with all of these guys, but Chris Godwin would be the next one after T. Higgins. Then you get to Amari Cooper. Stephon Diggs is the 4th ranked by PFF. DeAndre Hopkins right after Stephon Diggs. Marquise Brown.
Okay.
There's an excitement level to Marquise Brown in terms of he's not the perfect guy or the perfect all-around wide receiver, but he adds a speed element.
He does.
That could really so
they need.
Marquise Brown might be the sweet spot.
Yeah, because he's not going to be super expensive. Let me think about that. Think about that. I mean, this is how thin the free agent market is at wide receiver. Think about what DeAndre Hopkins looked like in the playoffs. Like, he was a non-factor. He a total non-factor in the postseason. He was largely a non-factor as a Chief, except for a few games where I remember coming in on Monday like, oh, thanks a lot, Titans, for giving them DeAndre Hopkins. He is headed way more towards being a non-factor. He's 5th. On the PFF list. He's 5th among wide receivers. Diggs is 4th, and he missed half the season last year with an ACL. So it's kind of slim pickings, but you're right, Seth. if there are certain things that guys do well, and that's what Nick Caley told us, he takes what guys do well and accentuates those things. It's about putting guys, it's not running the West Coast offense. It's not, that press conference, they tried really hard to try to get him to admit to a label for his offense, and he wouldn't. You're right. Yeah. If you find certain guys on this list, it's not so much about where they're ranked, it's about what they bring to the table for the Texans.
Right. When with Marquise Brown, like the 4.27 40 is a pretty good illustration of just he's fast and he's not a complete and total and everything you want in a wide receiver. But they need speed out there. They need speed in the wide receiving core other than Nico Collins.
Yeah. Diggs is fourth. His free agent comparison is Pierre Garçon in 2017. I think you're making me go back and look at Pierre Garçon's contract.
Pierre Garçon's last year would be 2018.
Yeah.
He was 30 or 30. I think he was coming off an injury at the time. Remember he had those – did he have a quad issue?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, so it's not a super, super enticing group of wide receivers that when you start talking about obvious second tier guys.
That's right.
Or second, wide receiver two on your roster.
Good way to put it. Yep. All right, we're off and running. So Stephon Diggs contract void. By the way, we will be talking to Nick Caserio tomorrow at 7:30 on the show. Texans executive vice president and general manager. We'll ask about that and a whole lot. We got a lot to get to. I was thinking about that yesterday, man. We got a lot to get to with Nick Caserio tomorrow. So we're looking forward to the GM coming back on the show with us at 7:30 on Wednesday. Make sure you put that in your calendar. Up next, boy, Seth touched on this yesterday, the Rafael Devers situation in Boston. Apparently he was just kind of side-eyeing the whole Bregman press conference for good reason. He ain't giving up third base for the Boston Red Sox. We got some good stuff, some juicy drama for a former Astro coming up next. Also a quick reminder that we've got the big Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Listen up right now if you want to qualify to win a trip to Vegas. Listen for an hour each day to us, Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app. You could win a trip to Circa in Vegas to watch the college basketball tournament in their big sports book, amazing sports book, their stadium swim as well. That ultimate experience, you're going to have an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're there. Download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get your daily entry to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.